Okay, we're on Dalet Amid Aleph. Two lines in the end of the page, at the end of the line. Okay, the Gemara said a statement, and the Gemara is going to undo the statement. But the Gemara said that all these opinions, and he started naming them, Rabbi Yehuda ben Reyetz, Beshame, Rab Shimon, Rabbi Kiva, all hold Yesh Eim LeMikra. Meaning, we learned before there's an argument when you have a word in Chumash written one way, but it's pronounced differently. You go by the way it's read, or by the way it's written. Remember? That was the whole. So he said, each one of these opinions that we just mentioned, Rabbi, Rabbi Yehuda ben Yehuda, I mean, all these opinions hold, Yesh Eim LeMikra, meaning, you go by the way it's read.
And you make Drasha based on
it. Right. Okay? That's what he says. So, Mask of Law, so it implies that only these people hold Yesh Eim LeMikra, but other people hold Yesh Eim LeMaseiris, meaning the way it's written. So he says, Mask of Ravach Bar Yaakov, ask, Mi'ika de Lesle Yesh Eim LeMikra. There can't be, everybody has to hold Yesh Eim LeMikra. Why? Dalet Amid Aleph, all the way at the bottom of the page. Tanya, we learned, Bachalev Imei, it says like this, Le Savashel Gedi, Bachalev Imei. The famous pasuk, you can't cook a goat in its mother's milk. Okay? Now, how do we read it? Le Savashel Gedi, Bachalev Imei. In the milk of its mother. Chalev means the milk of. But you could also read it, Chalev, fats. Right? The same word, cholov, is chalev, is fats. Yet, how do we read the word? Chalev. Okay. So he says, Vatanya, it says in the Pasuk, v'chalev imay, the milk of its mother, yochol b'chalev. I would think it means maybe the fats, that you can't eat the fats, in its mother's fats, but milk and milk maybe is allowed. Amrit, so you see from here, Yesh Eim LeMikra, we go by the way it's read. Because how do you read it? B'chalev. And how could it be written? B'chalev. So, I don't need two. So therefore, we see everybody has to hold Yesh Eim LeMikra, we go by the way it's read. Otherwise, everybody would say, you can have meat and milk, you can't cook a goat in its mother's fats.
Rabbeinu, it's written the same way?
Yeah. Chas Lamed Beis. Ela de kula alma yeshem lemikra. Therefore, the Gemara is going to change now like this. Everybody holds yeshem lemikra. We go by the way it's read. The question is, in all the cases the Gemara brought for all these opinions, the Gemara is going to go through each one now again. We're going to learn the Gemara again. Basically, every time there was an argument in the Gemara between the people that said yeshem lemikra and yeshem lemaseiris, the Gemara just said a statement. Okay, everybody holds, you go by the way it's read. All those opinions that we just mentioned that are arguing on each other, obviously one of them holds, you don't go by the way it's read. And the Gemara's going to go through each one again. He says like this, V'Rabbi V'Rabbanan, L'Cheira, remember, we learned before, when the Gemara was bringing a proof, Rabbi, okay, Rabbi holds, Dine Mominitz, monetary things need five. Okay? And the Gemara goes through the whole thing. Why does Rebbe say you need five instead of three? Remember, the first opinion says monetary issues need a bezdin of three. Rebbe says you need a bezdin of five. So the Gemara said, how do we know Rebbe holds you need five? Because it says Elohim twice. Right? And
Yashim.
Huh?
Yashim plural.
Yashim, Elohim is plural. Okay? Yashim. But the Gemara says that Rabbanan hold Yashim, right. Yashim is written without a vav. And therefore you go by the way it's written. And therefore you don't need five, you need three. That means that we said before in the Gemara that Chachamim hold, you need three, according to the Chachamim, because you go by the way the word is written, not by the word the way it's read. Because you read Asha Yashiun, plural, but it's written singular. So the Chachamim hold, you go by the way it's written. We just got through saying everybody says you go by the way it's read. How did you drive Yashin free from Yashin? No. The Gemara said like this. It says Yashin Elokim. Yashin is plural. Okay? That means two. Then it says twice Elokim.
Okay.
Is another two. Is four.
Yeah.
You can't have an equal Bezdin.
Make it three. Why five?
Because he says Yashin means two.
Right. I got
Elokim, Elokim. And
four.
So you can't deduct. You need at least four. Now you can't have an even Bezdin, so you make five. Right? And so the Gemara asks, but why do the Rabbanan hold three? So he said, because Yashion is defective. It's written singular. Even though it's pronounced plural, it's written singular without a vav. So Yashion is one, Elokim is one, Elokim is one. It's three, so you need a Bezdin of three. But what do you see from there? That the Chachamim hold, you don't go by the way it's written, it's pronounced, because it's pronounced plural. You go by the way it's written. So the Gemara said, we just got through saying not like that. So the Gemara says, no. Rabbi, you're right, it's not because Yashion is plural. Everybody says Yashion means two. But he says, Rabbi Savad, Yashion Elokim Achirine. It says another time, Yashion Elokim. So he says, Yashion is two, Yashion is two, it's four, you can't have an equal bed, you make five. But the Chachamim hold, that extra Yashion, the Haich Vahai, meaning, when it says Yashion Elokim the second time, it doesn't mean another number, it means the Bezdin we spoke about before of three, they're the ones that make you guilty. So again, but they're not arguing anymore the way you read it or the way it's written. Everybody says you go by the way it's written, read. Okay? Then it says like this. Before the Gemara said that Yudah ben Reitz holds you go by the way it's read, and the Gemara thought somebody argues. What did he say? He said like this. By the tumah of a woman giving birth to a girl, he says, V'tama shvu'ayim k'nidasa, which means 2 weeks. But shvu'ayim is written without a yud. L'chayda, so it could be written shivim, 70. Shvu'ayim can even mean 2 weeks. Right? Shvu'ayim means 2 weeks. Shivim means 70 days. Okay? So he says, maybe in the cave is tamei 70 days. So he answered, no. Because you learn it out, Shvu'ayim, okay, and Yesh Eim LeMikra. He said, because we read it Shvu'ayim, not Shivim, even though in Chumash is written with one Yud. Shivim is written with one Yud. Shvu'ayim is written with two Yuds. So Rabbi Yudah ben Reyit said, yeah, okay, very good question. Why? Maybe it's Shivim. But he said, but we read it Shvu'ayim. And we don't go by the way it's written. Right? But the Gemara thought that Chachamim are arguing on him. Even though it doesn't say in a Bryce opinion that argues, the Gemara thought now, okay, so people arguing. So if Rabbi Yudah ben Reitz right, Yesh Eim LeMikra, you go by the way it's read, Shvu'ayim. So the Gemara thought that the Chachamim must be arguing. So the Gemara says, no, like, Pliga Rabban and the Chachamim don't argue on him. So everybody so far holds, you go by the way it's read, not by the way it's written. But then the Gemara brought an argument between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. Remember we learned, when you squirt the blood on the Mizbeach, Bayachatos, is one squirting enough, or two squirting is minimum? We learned that before. How much do you need squirt by a Karm Chatos? So the Gemara says, Beis Hillel, the Gemara said, what's the story with Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai? L'cheira, we said before, that Beis Shammai goes by the way it's written, and Beis Hillel go by the way it's written. Beis Shammai goes by the way it's read, and Beis Hillel goes by the way it's written. Because it says karnois, which is plural three times, but it's written without a vav, so it's singular. Okay. So he says, the Beis Hillel reason is like this. It says, v'chiper, v'chiper, v'chiper. When the Kohen squirts the blood on the Mizbeach, he gets forgiven. So it says, V'chiper, V'chiper, V'chiper. Three times the word V'chiper. It says that really one application is enough. What does this mean? Valedinu, it's lechayda, should be a kavachayimit. He says, Neme domim lemata. By the lower part of the Mizbeach, it says blood. Veneme domim lemaila. And then the upper part of, some karbonis, okay, we learned last time, there was a string in the middle of the Mizbeach to delineate which is the top half of the Mizbeach and the bottom half of the Mizbeach. Okay? Because certain squirting had to be on top, certain squirtings have to be at the bottom. Okay? So it says, domim lemaila and domim lemata, mal domim amudim lemata, just by the normal korban, not chatos, the normal korbanos, maton achas kiper, one squirting forgives avdomim amudim lemaila. The same thing, blood that says by your korban chatos is also one's enough. Okay, that's what Beis Hillel said, because Beis Hillel said, even the korban chatos, with the evidence, if you squirted once, it was enough. Beis Shammai says you need at least two. Beis Hillel says one's enough. So he says like this. Eklach, lederzu, maybe you can look at it another way. Nemet damim b'chutz. By the outer mizbeach, it says blood. V'nemet damim b'fnim, and it says blood by the inner mizbeach. Ma damim amurim b'may b'fnim. Just like when it comes to the inner mizbeach, I'll explain this whole thing in a second. If you're missing one of the squirtings, the same thing when it comes to the outer mizbeach, you didn't do anything. Okay, now, it's like this. We learned this really before, so it's not hard. Most karbanis, the blood is squirted on the outer mizbeach. Okay, in the Beis HaMikdash, there were two mizbeches. There was the, normally the inner one, which was next to the Meneira and the Shulchan, that was called the Meneira Azov. It was a small mizbeach that they brought the Keteiris on every day, the incense. The outer mizbeach, which was the big mizbeach, that's where they brought all the karbanas. Okay? Now, there was a chatos, a nasa bifnim, there was a korban chatos that was brought, squirted on the inside mizbeach. Different than all the other korbanos.
It was an animal. They would. I said
the korban chatos,
but not on the small one.
That was the exception. Yeah. Okay, the inner chatos. He says all the blood and most offerings were placed in the outer altar. The inner chatos was sprinkled in the bezmech itself. Okay, and what type of it was part helim davar and the kohen gadol? Meaning, if Bezdin made a mistake. They forgot Halach, and everybody did what the Bezdin told them to do, and they have to bring a communal korban chatos, because the big Bezdin made a mistake. So that blood is squirted on the inner mizbeach. If a kohen gadol made a mistake, helim davar of a kohen gadol, a kohen chatos, also the Torah says you squirt the blood in the inside.
Wasn't the animal?
No, 1 minute. Now, the din was, now we have two comparisons, top blood to bottom blood, and outer blood to inner blood. Got it? There's certain bloods were squirted on the outer mizbeach on top, certain on the bottom. And then there was blood squirted on the outside and blood squirted on the inside. Outside mizbeach and inside mizbeach. Now, the Gemara says like this, by the inner mizbeach, if you didn't sprinkle the proper amounts, it wasn't good. Let's say you're supposed to do two and you did one, it was no good. Okay? So the Gemara wants to liken now the outer mizbeach to the inner mizbeach. Just like by the inner mizbeach. If you didn't do the proper amount, it's not kosher. So the same thing in the chatos and the outer mizbeach, if you didn't do the proper one, Beis Shammai says, is not good. Beis Hillel is likening it, no, we're not likening outer to inner. We're likening top to bottom. Just like by the bottom, squirting. If you missed one, it's good, as long as you did one. So the same thing, the top one, at the outer mizbeach, chatos, if you didn't do a proper amount, it's also good. So now the Gemara is asking, Beis Hillel said a statement, why is one sprinkling enough? Because we liken the top to the bottom. The top was the chatos, and the outer mizbeach, right? The rest of the korbanos were squirted at the bottom half of the mizbeach. So Beis Hillel said, we're likening top to bottom. Just like the bottom, if you squirted one, it's good. If you squirted one on the top, it's also good. So the Gemara is asking, why do you liken top to bottom of the outer mizbeach? Why didn't you liken outer mizbeach to inner mizbeach? By the inner mizbeach, if you missed one, it's no good. So say chatos in the outer mizbeach should also not be good if you're missing one. What?
Wasn't the animal on top of the mizbeach? Where was the animal shechted?
The animal was not shechted on the mizbeach. He's saying that chitos and matzofen. It wasn't shechted. You shechted the animal where you shechted it. Not on the mizbeach. Then they did a few things. Then they dragged the animal on the mizbeach with the ramp. There was a ramp. Right? Because the Torah says he can't have steps. So they made the ramp at such a wide angle that would conform to codes. You know, to make it wide. Yeah? That they dragged the animal up and they burnt it on the mizbeach. There were no korbanos burnt on the inner mizbeach. Every korban was shechted outside, except the paraduma's way out, whatever. Normal korbanos were shechted not in the mizbeach. They were shechted away from the mizbeach. Then they did two things. There was a mitzvah sprinkling the blood. So most korbanos were sprinkled at the bottom half of the mizbeach.
What do you mean bottom half? There's a mizbeach.
The mizbeach was 10 amos high. Okay, but the Rambam writes certain were amos of 5 and certain were 6. Okay? So let's say this is the mizbeach. Okay? The mizbeach was 32 amos by 32 amos. It was big, but it was 10 amos high. So let's say this is the mizbeach. Okay? Now, after you shechted the animal, you needed to, number one, do two things. You needed to sprinkle the blood, which was the kapara. That did the kapara. And then you burnt the animal. Now, there was a line midway. I got everything here. In the middle of the mizbeach.
Not on the ramp.
No, on the mizbeach. Not on the ramp.
Isn't the mizbeach like this?
It's in the box.
The
mizbeach
like
was a square box.
This is a table like this, right?
No.
Just show it.
This is a mizbeach. 10 amos high, 32 amos by 32 amos.
Oh wait, this is the mizbeach. Then you put that here, it's a ramp, so you can explain it now. This is the mizbeach, okay, then you put
the ramp. But the mizbeach is higher than that.
Yeah. Okay, fine, but I mean,
let's say more books.
Okay. Do you understand? Now. So. They did two things. They sprinkled the blood on the mizbeach. Where on the mizbeach did they sprinkle the blood? Not on top.
Lower.
On the walls. Right?
Corners.
And the corners. The north, east, south, west, you know what I mean? Whatever. Now, certain korbanos, the blood was sprinkled at the bottom of the mizbeach, meaning on the bottom half of the mizbeach. The chatos was sprinkled on the top half of the mizbeach. Okay, so Beis Shammai said that just like by chatos, if you don't do the proper amount, it's not kosher of sprinklings. All the other korbanos, if you did, that's what you do, supposed to do three sprinkles. If you did one, but the evidence was enough. Beis Shammai said by chatos, you must have two. Okay, Beis Hillel argued and said no, chatos has to be also one, b'di'avid. Okay? Now, additionally, the Gemara thought, what's the argument between Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai? Because it says karnes, it's written singular, it's read plural, because it was written without a vav, so it's singular, it's written plural. So he says, 6 minus 2 for the mitzvah itself, to left 4, and okay, so it teaches us, you can make less. So the Gemara says, you see the Beis Shammai says, you go by the way the pasuk is read, and obviously, Beis Hillel says you go by the way it's written, because it's written singular. Right? And we just got through saying everybody says you go by the way it's read. So I'm going to say that's not the argument between Misham and Beis Hillel. Beis Hillel holds, we liken the top sprinklings to the bottom sprinklings. Just say by the bottom sprinklings, not by chatas, by a normal carbon. If you did one sprinkle, it's good. It's the same thing. If you sprinkle one by chatas on top, it's also good. It's nothing to do with the way you read it. It's nothing to do with the way you pronounce it. It has to do with a different thing. Beis Hillel says we like in bottom to, I mean top to bottom. Just like bottom, one squirt is enough, even though the Torah says to do more. Same thing top, by chatas, one squirt is enough. So the Gemara asks, why are you likening top to bottom? Why didn't you liken the outer chatas to the inner chatas? Just like by the inner chatas, you must have them proper. So the same thing by the outer chatas, it also must be the exact amount. That's what the Gemara's question is. What?
I said we're not supposed to, or we try not to differentiate chatas offerings from anything else, so not to embarrass the sinner. So it's important to come back. So why did they do
this? This was all the squirting of the blood that only the Kohen did.
Oh, so
people didn't know. But
so he would put the blood into a vessel and bring it into the Mishkan?
For the second? It was shechted inside the Mishkan.
I mean, inside the Talmud?
Yeah.
Talmud question?
Right. So the Gemara asks, why? What are you doing?
We're looking at the Mizveah. The gold one was the inside, right?
Yes.
And it also had a ram.
No.
The outer was gold plated, no?
No? No, copper. Oh my God.
That's
those two.
That's too short. Bring two more.
I know.
Okay, so the Gemara asks. So Gemara says, how do you know you like it top to bottom? Maybe you like it in and outside. So the Gemara answers, nidah l'midayme. Let's see what more logical to liken it to. Don in chutz mi chutz, you like it outside from outside, and you don't like it inside to outside. In other words, we're likening chatos that was brought outside, most chatos were brought outside, to a carbon on the outer. Why should I liken outer Mizbeach to inner Mizbeach, if it makes more logic to say I liken the same Mizbeach, top and bottom. That's much more logical.
Why is that more logical? I mean, I see both virtues. I see chatas, outer. How can I weigh which one's more?
Because if you're talking about the squirting of the blood on the Mizbeach, okay, what makes more sense? The squirting of the same Mizbeach or the squirting to a different Mizbeach? It makes more logic to connect it to the sprinkling on the same Mizbeach. Just like, because maybe a different Mizbeach has a whole different din, but this is the same Mizbeach, just top and bottom. Stand?
Yeah. So the Kohen would slap the blood into the inner Mizbeach?
It's only two chatois, it was rear. It was rear. That the whole Beis Din made a mistake and everybody did against them, or Kohen Gadol sinned. I mean, come on.
Did that ever happen?
It happened, but once in a purple moon.
How about Yom Kippur?
Yom Kippur, that was inside the Kodesh HaKadoshim. That was a whole different story.
Rabbi, the ram was on the west side of the...
Yeah.
It is? Right there. In the west side of the...
Yeah. I'm pretty sure, yeah.
And then when they needed to squirt blood on the west side, there was like a little leftover on the side of the panel, of the ram?
No. Now that he brought it. Okay, look. This is the Mizbeach. This is the ramp. Right? Now, there was a little space at the top between the ramp and...
Is this an accurate picture?
Yeah, it's an accurate picture, but nobody else is going to see it.
Pass it around.
No, one second. You don't need it. Okay, look. Okay. Imagination. This is the Mizbeach. The ramp did not take up the whole Mizbeach. Okay? You see that in the picture. Okay, so now, here was the Mizbeach, the four corners, the fire in the middle, a small fire on the side. Yeah? Okay. So now, I can't do it because you're not going to see what I'm doing. Okay, this is the ramp, yeah?
Yeah.
There's space between the ramp and the end of the Mizbeach.
Oh, on the side.
Now, there was a red line
right
in the middle of the Mizbeach right to differentiate between top and bottom. When they needed to squirt blood, they were squirted on this corner, because when you squirt on the corner, the blood goes both sides.
Right.
You squirt, then the blood hits the corner, so it goes here and here. And then here and here. Or here and whatever, whichever way it was, depending on the directions, right? But it has nothing to do with the ramp. The ramp was for the Kohanim to walk up to the Mizbeach. They couldn't have steps. To drag up the animals, they drag the animals up on the ramp.
They actually drag it, they put it on their shoulder.
No, they were
they
shoulder.
They dissect it.
Huh?
They dissect
they cut it out. They cut it. Not on the Mizbeach, away from the Mizbeach.
By the rings.
Yeah, they had the whole slaughtering process.
The sprinkler, the liquid, the blood from the floor, or they're going up on the ramp and sprinkling from the floor. I think so. Yeah, it shows here there's a little small ramp to the northeast corner. That was something else. You have the book, I mean, it's not here.
The Mishkan Mikhailov, you see the big picture of the Mizbech, you see, but in the inner Mizbech was very small. The Ketedis Mizbech was small. There was no need for a ramp.
So he takes the blood inside and he does his work.
Yeah.
And you don't sprinkle all the blood, right?
No, just that one. Well, you need L'chadchila X amount of sprinkles, and B'diavad, that's what the Gemara is talking about between B'sham and B'sil, if one was enough or not.
He talks about a drain. There was a drain. The drain.
That's on the side.
That's on the side. There was a drain because where did all the blood go to?
The sprinkler blood.
The floor was
slanted.
The drain is here.
Huh?
The drain is here. You can see it.
Yeah. There's a...
North.
Not only that, they had a system. You can imagine around the Mizbeach was filthy with blood. Right?
No bugs.
So they had a hosing system. Okay? That they would hose down whenever it was at the end of the day, whatever. And there was canals, okay, that went out from the base of Midrash to Nachal Kidmin, it was called, and they washed all the blood in the hose and it went out through the
ditch.
Through the ditch. And because blood is so full of protein and nutrient, whatever it's full of, the things that grew in Nachal Kedemus were extremely good. Because blood was a very good fertilizer.
So the Mizbeach was flat, it wasn't on an angle, so the blood would go down?
No.
It was flat?
Mm-hmm.
There was no blood on the Mizbeach.
On top of the Mizbeach, there was no blood.
There's no blood.
The blood was only sprinkled on the side.
No, for other things.
Whatever, yeah.
Probably on average, how many cows a day were they putting on the Mizbeach to be burned?
They had a carbon tumid in the morning, carbon tumid in the afternoon. Okay, that was given. Then they had other korbanos. People donated oila or shlamim, whatever they donated. But the Gemara says that it didn't look right for the Mizbeach not to be always occupied. That means like nobody's interested in God, so nobody's bringing korbanos. So if nobody had korbanos brought, the kohen would shecht an animal, bring it as a korban. Just to keep the Mizbeach occupied out of respect to Hashem.
They used to, for Shiva's at the time, was when they were surrounded, they paid a lot of money for
the carbon Thomas, sure.
That's when they
raised the pig instead. Yeah, that whole story in the Gemara.
The whole thing is so many people in Israel, they didn't have enough korbanos. How could it be? And there's so many of them.
Let me ask you a question. Carbon Pesach, yeah? Mm-hmm. The Gemara said there are three groups. That went in, you read in Pesach, right? You know what you're saying there, yeah? It's a carbon Pesach.
Okay.
There were three groups, each group had 30 people. And the third group never had 30 people. That means there were 60, 90 carbon Pesachs brought.
That's all?
I have a better example.
Yeah, 1 second. But, the carbon Pesach, you ate a kezias of meat because you ate it when you were full already. Like we eat dafi kaiman, that's when they ate the carbon Pesach. So first they ate the carbon shlomim that they brought. That was the main meal. When they're ala seva, when they're almost full, they ate the kezias of meat. Now, how many ounces of meat do you get from a lamb? I don't know what a lamb weighs, but I'm not a butcher. But
16 ounces.
about 40 pounds.
A lamb is 40 pounds of meat?
No.
Small one.
No, the good.
20 kilograms. About 30, the best 25 kilograms. 50 pounds.
50 pounds. Times 16?
900.
900 le'erich. Yeah? 50 times 10 is 500. Okay. Approximately 900, yeah? That was one part of, one carbon Pesach. Times 90?
Which one?
All together, like 90 carbon Pesach is brought. This is just one carbon Pesach, what you're saying.
7,200.
Huh?
7,200.
I don't know, whatever the Chesh was, I don't know how many Jews there were in Eretz Yisrael.
Well, there was a million at least?
I don't know.
I mean, there was one animal.
I never understood the carbon Pesach, how it worked like that.
Not
there's so
only
few animals.
I'm just saying, there's a million people. Yes, a million people, there is not enough korbanot brought that the Kohanim had to bring. How is that possible?
You know what? In the days of the Beis HaMikdash, if you had to pay to sin, you didn't sin. If you had to pay $200 to bring a carbon every time you did an Aveda.
This you're talking about Korban Tamid, the one that you do every day?
That Bez Din paid for. No. That came from the Machzis HaShekel.
No, just the stem.
It's about donations.
Was one animal per, on his back done, then another animal, or
yeah.
There was multiple?
No, was one at a time. One at a time, I think.
So people didn't sin, so Hashem would be happy that they haven't seen the Didn Brown Korban. The more Korbanot means the worse
we have five other members, and some Shabbos, and we don't have a sponsor.
Good point.
Any clearer than that?
And there's only 50 weeks a year.
There's no time.
So they didn't sin.
If it costs you, let me ask you a question. If it costs you $500 a sin, would you sin?
No, it's expensive.
It's expensive. If a guy sinned that to bring a carbon chatos, they wouldn't sin.
So
it didn't pay.
So Hashem must have been happy. Why did they have
but to the pay? Jews still sinned. That's why the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed.
Rabbi, the corner showing at the corner, how is that considered? Like if they want to say north, west, east, and so on, they're mixing it.
No, it says sometimes you put Tzfeinis Ma'arovit, Tzfeinis Mizrachis, northeast, northwest, they're different things.
What is Achat, Achat, Achat?
No, that's in Kippur.
Yeah.
Okay. And let's finish this up at least. Got way off today. Okay. Okay, so the Gemara says, just continue this. So, Don and Chatas, Vidal Koranis, Michatas, Vabar Koranis. Therefore, we liken outer to outer, and we don't liken Zesh, Ein Chatas, Vidal Koranis, to the outer to the inner. And therefore, Talmud Leimer, Vechiper, 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 Mbnei Adin, because of the Kavachemer, meaning keeper. What does the word keeper mean? The one-time keeper, Beis Hillel says, Alpha Bishonasan, Allah Shleish, even though you didn't only give three. Keep it the second time, he says, even though you only gave two. Keep it the third time, holds even though if he gave one. In other words, basically the whole thing like this. This that we say, you need one sprinkling by chatas to be b'dieved kosher. The Gemara thought initially that's because he holds yesh eim lemikra. Because you go by the way it's, I'm sorry, the way it's written. You go by the way it's written. Right? The Gemara says no. Beis Hillel holds, you also go by the way it's read. Because everybody holds. How does he learn that if you didn't give three, if you didn't do the proper amount, it's kosher? Because it says the word v'chipa three times. Once to tell me if you did three, you're okay. Once to tell me if you did two, you're okay. And once to tell me if you did one, you're okay. But it's nothing to do with the way it's read or the way it's written. Because now the Gemara is coming to the conclusion that everybody holds, so far in the Gemara, that everybody holds, you go by the way it's read. Because otherwise, and the proof of it is from, like we learned, Bachalei Vimei, then according to, because if you go by the way it's written, you can have meat and milk, you just can't cook a goat in its mother's chelev, fats.
Is this the source why we don't eat meat and milk then?
That is the source. What do you mean with the source? Why can't you eat meat and milk?
Because that's Torah says
where?
Not so explicitly. Lo bishat chalav chelev.
The Torah says three times you cannot cook milk a goat in its mother's milk.
Right. Why they say mothers?
I'll tell you why. It says three times the same passage. Lo sevashel gedi b'chalevimo. Do not cook a goat in his mother's milk. So Gemara says, why does it say three times? One is to tell me he can't cook it. Just cooking meat and milk is a sin. One is he can't eat it. And one is he can't benefit from it. Okay? Why does the Torah say in his mother's milk? Because that teaches us biblically that chicken and milk is not forbidden. Because the chicken mother doesn't have milk.
Yeah.
Correct. So when the Torah says, it teaches us that chicken and milk is allowed. The Chachamim came along and they said you can't have chicken and milk either.
But if you do, what happens if you do?
Then you had chicken and milk.
Rabbinic
prohibition. That's why chicken and milk you're allowed to cook and chicken and milk you're allowed to benefit from. Because when it speaks about the kid, the goat in its mother's milk, and the Torah says three times to teach me no eating, no cooking, no eating, no benefit, that's only by meat. But chicken is rabbinic, so the Chum said you can't eat it.
Why did they pick eating versus unknown?
Yeah,
because like, no, most of the things is eating.
Well, you can't benefit.
See, didn't give
my hand
chicken and
chicken and milk you could benefit from. So if you have dog food that has chicken and milk, or cat food that you can give the dog.
You still can't cook it because of RSI.
Why not lamb?
You don't get a sin. You're not allowed to, but you don't get a sin for it.
So, but then still, so I'm trying to see the connection here from deducing it that you cannot actually eat in any way milk and let's say lamb.
Can't.
It's a gedi. It never said any other animal.
Gedi means any animal that has mother's milk.
Gedi means goat.
I understand, but it means any animal that has mother's milk.
How do you deduce that?
I think gedi doesn't just mean goat, it means any small animal.
Gedi is any, the term is referring to any animal.
Yeah. Oh.
Okay.
What?
You didn't give an answer. Say specifically her mother. Oh. Specific, they say her mother.
Oh, maybe only the mother's milk you can't, but everybody else's milk you could.
Mother, yeah. Why are they saying try her mother? Why do they say that?
I don't know. But the bottom line, the Gemara learns that it doesn't mean only its mother's milk and everybody else's milk you could.
How did Gemara arrive to that?
Whatever. You look it up in Chulin. The Gemara has a whole discussion about
it. And we don't know.
Huh?
We don't know if it's mother's milk.
It means because that's the reason he said that.
No, her mother.
You learned that there's no chicken.
Her mother. We need to...
Yeah, no, for sure.
Satisfied with that answer. He wants another answer.
That was the right answer. You want me to give a wrong one?
I
know why it should have said Ima, Bechalei, Bechalei. Because the Torah wants to tell us that only an animal that has a mother.
That has the mother that gives milk. Yeah.
Right.
If you're studying Korbanot now, are you fasting from the same Korbanot in the morning?
No. Okay. Let's go to the next case. V'Rab Shim v'Rab Banan, before the Gemara brought an argument, how many walls a sukkah needs? Okay? Now, the Gemara brought like this. Rab Shimon says, two walls for a sukkah is kosher, the third wall even a tefach. That was a chum. Reb Shimon says, you need three walls, and the fourth wall a tefach. That's what we did. But before the Gemara learned, because Yashem Lemikra.
Right.
And the Chachamim disagree.
Right.
So now the Gemara is explaining, no, everybody holds Yashem Lemikra, but they're still disagreeing. Yeah, of course, that was the Gemara. Because the Chachamim hold the minimal size of a sukkah is two walls plus a third wall of tefach. The Shimon holds you need three walls plus a tefach. Okay? So the Gemara said before, what's the argument? So it says, basukis. Okay? Two without a vav and one with a vav. Now, sukkahs with a vav is plural, which means two. Basukis, singular, is one and one. Right? Because it says three times the word basukes. Once with a vav, twice without a vav. Correct? Now, basukes with a vav is plural, so it's two. Then basukes singular is one and one singular. So it's four. Comes Alachon Meshim Messina, the Gemara said before, and says, no, one wall is less. One wall is only a tefach. Yeah? That's if you hold, though, that's what the, one second. The Rabbanan hold, you go by the way it's written. How is it written? One plural, two singular. It's four. Right? One, two, and one is four. Now comes Halacha Meshi Messina, takes away one wall. So therefore, what did the Chachamim hold? You need three walls. Two walls and the Tefach. Reb Shimon says, no, you go by the way it's red. Each one is red plural.
That's six.
Yeah, but he says, take away one sukkah for the pasuk itself, so then you're left with four.
You're left with five.
No, one sukkah is plural. So now you're left with two sukkahs, plural.
Okay, so that's six.
Four.
Sukkot.
One sukkah you need for itself.
Oh, you're saying one take that by itself. Okay.
Right? So the Gemara says, no, that's not the argument. What is the argument? Reb Shimon Savar, Sivacha Le'Bayikra. In other words, you don't need a separate... Pasuk... Okay, you know what? We'll go next time.
Go,
we covered it last week.